Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 24, 2022. State of the world. Today the world is in such a state that it is preoccupied with itself and needs to sort out what is happening with it. When with every day there are more and more destitute, and in developed countries, when all kinds of groups rise ready to destroy everything and everyone even for unknown and incomprehensible reasons, then the main historical currents and all kinds of ideological streams are being obscured. Moreover, it happening everywhere and is developing more and more every day. What is happening in every country today is virally transmitted to other countries, which are having corresponding problems. And it moves not only spontaneously, but also intentionally, with the help of all kinds of technologies. We know that. The world is moving toward a state where problems will be everywhere. Through them, people will begin to understand each other more. And then it will nevertheless be easier for them to make decisions. Everyone has the same disaster, the same problems. Each, based on what he feels inside himself, will understand the other better. Otherwise, the one who is full does not understand the hungry. By suffering from the same problems, we will no longer look down on each other, but from on our common problem. And although it is not common, but simply the same for everyone, based on this, we will think of it as a common problem, and this will unite us. From CapTV's I Got a Call. The Land of Israel, December 16, 2013. When does shame disappear? Any receiver of a present is a shame when receiving it due to the disparity of form from the root, since the root does not have that form of reception. In order to correct this, he created this world where the soul comes and clothes a body. Through engagement in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, in order to bring contentment to his maker, the soul's vessels of reception are inverted into vessels of bestowal, Baal HaSulam, the study of the ten sefirot, part 1, inner observation, chapter 4, item 20. With the help of the mechanism of Torah and mitzvot, commandments, we evoke the light upon ourselves, and it changes our intentions from reception to bestowal. This brings us closer to the Creator, and then shame disappears. Question: why? Answer: if we become similar to Him, where would shame come from? Question: but nevertheless, the Creator remains the giver and we are receivers. Why does shame disappear? Answer: if you transformed the will to receive into receiving for the sake of bestowal, then you become a giver, and you do not have any feeling of shame. On the contrary, you experience a feeling of pride. From CapTV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tes, December 4, 2022. Next year will be a turning point. Question: Alexander writes, there has been no good news at all in recent months. I can see from my family, relatives, and friends how they turn off empathy. They just do not look at anything, do not listen, and do not start conversations if they are dangerous for their peace of mind. And I understand them. A person cannot live in stress all the time. But if we stop worrying and empathizing, what do we become? What are we turning into? What will happen to us, to the world? Please explain. Answer: I think the world is beginning to see the light. The world is beginning to realize where it has driven itself or where it has allowed itself to be driven. And I think next year will be a year of real epiphany. The turning point. When even America and especially Europe will change. Comment: everyone is awaiting the next year with horror, with great fear. My response: on the contrary, I believe that this will be the year of awakening, the realization that there definitely cannot be a nuclear war. And there can be no war at all. We have already seen this, and we are seeing it now. In general, we have reached a good finale. Question: but Alexander asks about empathy, will we lose it or will we not lose it? What will happen to it, to empathy? Answer, no empathy is needed. We must just understand that we have to do everything to give the world the right idea of what is good and what is bad. Everyone should realize that no one has the right to raise their hand against each other. No one has the right to threaten with force. That is when we will see the real world. Question: what feelings will prevail in humanity, in men, in this new world to which you are going? What will a person think about? Answer: a person will think only about one thing, how to develop in the direction of good, how he can show kindness to everyone. Comment: I want it so much. And it seems that it is so far away. My response: no. They will come to this, of course. We have nowhere to go. But we need to talk about it more. And try to make it come through faster. Question: but this point of goodness, connection, and so on, can it awaken in a person in whom it did not exist? He, on the contrary, was completely different, he was a hawk. Can this point manifest itself in him? Answer: he will get this feeling that this is the way humanity should live. Question: where does it come from to him, to such a person? Answer: from the environment. Through the air. Question: he will wake up one day, there will be a snap, and he will say, how did I live? Answer: yes. That there is no other way to live. That you can only live by giving, as it is no longer possible to prove to people that you will not achieve anything by with a stick to happiness. Comment: it usually happens like this, when you try to pressure someone, humiliate someone, it comes back to you like a boomerang, and then a person starts to think. But you are saying that it is also possible in a different way. It is possible that there will suddenly be such a revolution in a person. My response: I think there is a very strong accumulation of all kinds of negative feelings in humanity, and they should eventually give their result. Question: will they change? Will they become the exact opposite? Answer: yes. Comment: God willing. My response: we must have hope. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 3, 2022. The effect of open communication. Question: why are family workshops or workshops for people who know each other well much stronger than for random people? Answer: because people who are interested and mutually connected take part in them. In such circles, there is a complex structure of relationships, between friends, between girlfriends, between spouses, also between interactions of couples, and between the general relationship in a group, in a community. There are a lot of levels and different systems of relationships and styles, that is why it is very interesting. All this jumps from level to level, personal, family, social, and spiritual relationships, and so on. We can see amazing combinations between the 5 degrees that exist in nature: animal, human, emotional, and so on, according to Maslow's pyramid. Meaning both psychological and Kabbalistic. Question: is it worth letting people without a partner into such events? Answer: no. Then there will be no synergy, only with similarity, so that everyone experiences the same opportunities. Moreover, if you put several friendly couples with a couple who is in a bad relationship, you will see that it will come out of the like God's little dandelion. The rest will show an example of their interaction so that they will have to get closer to each other. I have seen it, how they come out holding hands and they could not look at each other before. And this happens literally in 30 to 40 minutes. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Family Happiness, December 7, 2013.